Welcome to Amuna Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's episode is entitled Knocking Down the Walls of Coronavirus, and it's our weekly Amuna look on significant current events. What a mad rush to prevent the global pandemic of coronavirus. Researchers are looking for all type of defensive measures that protect the body against coronavirus, such as boosting people's immune systems and looking for the type of antibodies that can prevent the penetration of the coronavirus into healthy human cells. Well, the difficulty of coronavirus is that its protein-like spikes serve as daggers that pierce and penetrate healthy cells. It's a very cogent biological weapon. From a spiritual standpoint, I would therefore take an offensive measure rather than choosing defensive measures, take an offensive measure and use what the pharmaceutical world calls antivirals. These are substances that fight off viral infections. How do they do that? They attack the viruses themselves. The advantage of antivirals is that they disarm the virus because they attack different parts of the virus and neutralize it and weaken it, and they disable it, its inability from entering friendly cells. And if they don't disable it altogether, they slow it down or stop its power of infecting those healthy cells. Now, the problem with coronavirus is that its attack spikes, in addition to be offensive in nature, they protect the coronavirus cell wall and therefore make it almost impregnable. That's why researchers are trying to protect against coronavirus rather than destroying it, which is a task that no one really has a strategy for. Now, if you remember our Amuna Beams podcast from a month ago, this past February 9th, we showed how the root of the epidemic was in heresy and lack of Amuna. So I suggest you go back and hear that podcast. Meanwhile, let's say one thing. Hashem runs the world measure for measure. If we look at the world through eyes of Amuna, we can see a spiritual protection and even solution for destroying an apparently impregnable outer viral wall, which is really is a double fortification. The coronavirus has an outer wall that's a protective protein coating underneath those spikes, and it seals the whole virus cell. Then, on top of that, it has an inner wall called a nucleocapsid that protects the viral DNA. So this is not the same type of wall that you'd find in a bacteria, but it is a wall in the outer protein layer that protects the cell, and then an inner nucleocapsid layer that protects the deadly DNA, which is the power of the coronavirus cell. The coronavirus, therefore, has a double protective wall that's really tough to destroy. But now let's look back in history. Israel coming out of Egypt had no chance and no military strategy for penetrating the walls of Jericho. They too were impregnable. Joshua had no idea what to do. So what did he do? He poured his heart out to Hashem in such powerful prayer that Hashem illuminated his brain with a prophecy that manifested itself in what we know today as the Aleinu prayer, Aleinu L'Shabeach, a prayer that we say at the end of our davening three times every day, all year long, including Shabbat and holidays. The Chofetz Chaim writes in the Mishnah Berurah that the Aleinu prayer must be said with tremendous awe and intent because the Almighty, with all his heavenly legions, listen. And they respond, happy is such a nation. Where do we see this? We see this in the Mishnah Berurah or Chaim, chapter 132, clause 2, letter Chet. So let's ask ourselves, there's other extremely important prayers. So why here does the Chofetz Chaim give us marching orders of tremendous awe and intent? How come the Chofetz Chaim doesn't tell us to do that about the other prayers? Why Aleinu in particular? What's so good, what's so important, what's so powerful about Aleinu? Well, encapsulated in the Aleinu prayer is the entire Jewish faith, the task on earth of the Jewish people, both in regard to themselves and in regard to the entire world, and the secret to Jewish success and survival. And we'll soon learn this. Jericho, too, like the coronavirus cell, was virtually impregnable. Its high and thick walls could not logically be breached with any of the conventional weaponry at that time. What's more, Jericho's residents were fierce fighters, so Joshua saw no rational chance of victory. He therefore said this prayer seven times, every time he circled the city. And as the Chasam Sofer explains, when he circled the city for the seventh time, Hashem personally knocked down the walls of Jericho and delivered the city into Joshua's hands. The dark side forces of Jericho were so great that its conquering could only be done through the miracle of divine intervention. And the same holds true for coronavirus. How is that? The Jewish people are the people of Emunah. And the task of the people of Emunah is to spread the light of Emunah around the globe. Now, since Aleinu is the prayer of Emunah, the Chofetz Chaim plays so much importance on it. So let's see how the Aleinu prayer is the encapsulation of the entire Jewish faith, the task on earth of the Jewish people, both in regard to themselves and in regard to the entire world. And it's the secret to our survival. First of all, the Rambam says in the first principle of Emunah, Hashem is creator and director, and he alone did, does, and will do every deed. Aleinu tells us that Hashem is master of all, and he's the one who forms all of creation, and he is our God, and there is no one else, and he will reign forever and ever. So the Aleinu prayer, it rehashes our first principle of Emunah. Next, the Aleinu prayer talks about the task of the Jewish people, because our individual task is to internalize the principles of our faith, which we mentioned in the previous point of encapsulation. Aleinu obligates us because it says, and you shall know today and internalize in your heart that Hashem is the only God in the heavens above and on the earth below. There is no other. Not only must we know this, we must review Emunah every single day, even after we internalize it, to strengthen it all the time. This is part of our spiritual health, and our spiritual health enhances our physical health. Now, third, the Jewish people's task in regard to the world is light unto the nations, because it's our job to do everything we can to make sure that all of living flesh calls your name, as we say in Aleinu. We do that by spreading Emunah, and this is correction of the world, Tikkun Olam, and it's our solemn responsibility. Now, the secret to Jewish success and survival is that we have no power on our own. A Jew must know that we put our hope in Hashem, Hashem our God, to see the glory of His strength, as we say in Aleinu. Hashem is the source of our strength and our abundance, and we must never forget that there is no one but Hashem. Now, Joshua's Emunah and his trust in Hashem, as conveyed in the powerful Aleinu prayer, had the power of knocking down the impenetrable walls of Jericho. Similarly, this prayer, when it's said with kavanah, with real fervor, it can knock down the walls of coronavirus that threaten us. So whatever you do, don't run out of shul at the end of davening. Say Aleinu with all your heart. Take another minute. That's all it takes, another 60 seconds to say Aleinu with real kavanah, with real sincerity, and you too will see Hashem's miraculous salvation for you, for your family, for our people Israel, and for all of humanity that throws away its idols and heresy very soon. Amen. God bless.